Indonesia is facing one of its worst outbreaks of unrest in years as riots and rallies in Papua erupted in more towns and protesters set fire to buildings across the region. More than 1,000 security personnel have been deployed and Indonesia's security minister flew there overnight to try to calm the situation. The riots were triggered by the arrest of Papuan students in Java at the weekend, but the rioters are now protesting about far more. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
It was a flag-raising ceremony that triggered the latest outbreak of violence. Papuans at the village of Fakfak ran wild as they brandished the pro-independence Morning Star flag, a deliberately provocative and illegal act. Singing "We're Not Red White" with a Morning Star. Papuans can face years in jail just for flying the flag. Similar acts in the past have led to arrests and beatings as Indonesia has kept a heavy hand on separatist unrest. Indeed, a pro-Indonesian group turned out with the red and white flag singing the Indonesian national anthem. From there, things quickly deteriorated, and Papuan activists say civil militias under the watch of Indonesian forces then torched an indigenous council building nearby. The wave of riots and arson has now engulfed towns and villages across two Papuan provinces, with no clear end in sight, according to Amnesty International's Usman Hamid.
Without proper investigation toward the allegation of torture, the allegations of racism and discrimination, this will continue to be escalated.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo for years has promised to improve human rights in Papua, to investigate past abuses and allow foreign journalists into the troubled region. But Amnesty says nothing has changed, and just this week a foreign ministry official in Jakarta laughed when the ABC rang seeking permission to visit Papua.
Up until the first terms of Jokowi's leadership ended this month, there has never been any real progress when it comes to the questions of justice.
Indonesia instead points to new roads and infrastructure in Papua as proof it's committed to raising living standards. But Papuans like Albert Mungwa say many projects are built on land taken from families like his own. The development that's happening there is what they give us after taking our natural resources, he says, so it's their obligation to build there. And one of the biggest protests yesterday was at Timika, site of the world's biggest gold mine that effectively opened 1 year after the controversial referendum that placed Papua under Indonesian control. Many Papuans like Albert Mungwa say the only long-term solution is for a second referendum to give all Papuans a right to decide their future. This is Anne Barker in Jakarta reporting for PM.